Well, all politics is local, so I'll talk about the race for Erie County Executive. The choice is so clear this year, folks. Career politicians have killed our community. Career politicians have killed Erie County in New York State. Mark Poloncarz is a career politician. He's been in countywide office since 2005. You have paid his paycheck since 2005.
USA, home of the brave. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
From the land of the free and the brave, USA, I love my country, they can't take that away.
Alrighty, welcome back, Financial Guys Podcast. Mike Sparazza in studio today with another exclusive interview. Vivek Ramaswamy's Deputy Communications Director, Stefan Mihailu, joining us. Not to talk about that today, though. We have a big race coming up here in Western New York, Erie County especially. Erie County executive, race, Stefan. Big week ahead next Tuesday. November, is that 7th, Stefan? November 7th?
Yeah, I would just strongly encourage as many Republicans as possible to get to the polls. You know, if you're a woman voter who's not very happy about Mark Poloncarz putting his hands on women, if you live in Cheektowaga and you're not happy about Mark Poloncarz welcoming migrants with open arms who in turn then are accused of raping a woman in front of a three-year-old child, then Chrissy Casilio is your person. But it is Tuesday, November 7th, Election Day. Get out there and vote.
Before we get into some clips and whatnot that we have, Stefan, let's talk a little bit about this race and what it means for Erie County. For those out there who don't know a ton about the Erie County executive position, can you break that down? You were involved with this type of, you know, role. You were the comptroller, but you dealt with the Erie County executive. Can you tell people a little bit about what that role is?
Yeah, it's an important job, and it's one that I think Chrissy Casilio is ready for. You know, she's a mom, a small business owner. She's been involved in the community for many years, and she's exactly, you know, what the county needs right now, not a career politician, to become the chief executive officer of Erie County. She's ready, and she can do the job and do it well. You know, that position is almost like the executive branch. Think if you want to think of like Washington, D.C., and how, you know, the president then would be the chief executive or the county executive, and the legislature would be like Congress. The county executive is in charge of proposing a budget. That budget is then sent to the legislature, and they, you know, either modify, approve as is, or make changes. But there's important decisions to be made. You know, county parks, the sheriff's office, our libraries, and most important, roads. Those are a lot of the responsibilities of the county executive. So it's a big job, and it's one that Chrissy is ready for. You know, got to remember, Mark Poloncarz has been in office countywide since, I believe, 2005. You know, almost 20 years. So I always ask, are we better off with career politicians running the show or a mom and a business owner like Chrissy Casilio? And, you know, I did early vote and I voted for Chrissy Casilio.
What are some of the differences? And again, I know we have clips. We're going to talk through a few things that Chrissy has said, an ad that we're going to play as well. But what are some of the big differences other than some of the ones that we know about with, you know, potentially allegedly assaulting somebody? What are the big differences policy wise between these two people?
You know, I have two daughters, and there's moms all over Erie County that are extremely concerned about the very serious and ugly allegations that a girlfriend of Mark Poloncarz made in a police report. And Chrissy Casilio was very blunt, you know, in the debate, saying, look, if you're supposed to believe all women, you're either calling this woman accusing you of domestic abuse of lying, or you did it. So if I'm a woman, a mom, a grandmother, you know, when it comes to filling in that bubble and voting for Mark Poloncarz, you know, it's a very serious allegation of domestic violence. And I think that angers especially women voters across Erie County. Mark Poloncarz is the one that basically said that we were all despicable, that we were morally repugnant for protesting the fact that he was welcoming migrants here to Erie County with open arms. And so what did he do? He brought them here, and one is accused of sexually assaulting a hotel worker. The other is accused of raping violently a woman in front of her three-year-old child. So at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, do we trust a career politician hothead who's accused of putting his hands on women, threatening to shoot a female process server, and bringing migrants here that are committing crimes and making our communities unsafe? You know, it's time for a change. He's a career politician, and Chrissy Casilio is ready for the job. She can do the job, and I think it's going to be a very close race, and I think she wins in a squeaker.
In terms of, we're going to get to the ad after this last question. What areas of importance? I think people out there need to know that stuff. On people that are out there saying to themselves, and I hear this all the time, yeah, it's a blue area. I don't need to vote. My vote doesn't matter. What is your point to that?
The whole Racer County executive is going to come down to Cheektowaga. And there's a lot of Democrats who are very unhappy with the fact that migrants are crawling all over their community, accused of committing crimes. People didn't feel safe in their neighborhoods. And Mark Poloncarz took the concerns of migrants over hardworking taxpayers of Erie County. So if you see a very heavy turnout in Cheektowaga, and on the flip side, a very low turnout in the city of Buffalo, because for the most part, there aren't that many competitive races in the city of Buffalo, I think Chrissy Casilio is going to surprise a lot of people on election night. But it's going to come down to three towns, Cheektowaga, Cheektowaga, and Cheektowaga.
I thought you were going to name other ones. You didn't there. He stuck with the same one. Stefan, I'll let you talk a little bit. You have an ad that you brought to us today, and I want to talk a little bit about that, so I'll let you tee that up.
Yeah, this is public information. It was over the airwaves, and this is why the Poloncarz administration and his campaign is scrambling, and they're petrified. They never saw this coming. There supposedly is an outside group that's raising money and raising resources, significant resources, that put a lot of money behind a campaign commercial that highlighted the fact that Mark Poloncarz said, migrants, come on in. Let's go to Cheektowaga. They were fully vetted. And of course, they were not. And one migrant is accused of raping a woman in front of her three-year-old. And here's that ad.
Jesus Guzman Bermudez, accused of raping a woman in an Erie County hotel room. Sent here thanks to liberals' program to let illegal immigrants roam free. Mark Poloncarz welcomed them, calling common sense measures to deal with the crisis morally repugnant. Poloncarz' failed judgment put our community at risk, made us less safe. Mark Poloncarz, dangerous, untrustworthy, not up for the job. Paid for by Our Town PAC.
So that ad, you cannot turn on the TV in Erie County without seeing that campaign commercial. And since it's an outside group, the rules are far different than a campaign. A campaign, you're limited by your donors, but with an outside entity like that, whether it's a super PAC or it's called an IE, independent expenditure, you can basically raise, you know, boatloads of unlimited money. And the Poloncarz campaign never saw it coming. And so I think there's panic within the Poloncarz campaign of, uh-oh, this might stick and it might hit him hard in Cheektowaga.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, kudos to the people doing that stuff on, because we need change in Erie County. We don't really have much choice anymore. I mean, this, you know, Mark Poloncarz says, Stefan, I've heard this line from him, I'm only going to do this for four more years. This would be my last term. I don't think we have it. I don't think we have four more years in this county. The thought of it scares me. It just, like, I don't think we have four more years with a Democrat president, Stefan. We're past that point. We just can't do it anymore.
I think it's bizarre. It's almost like begging. Like, please, folks. I know I've been in office in 2005. I'm a career politician. I beg you. It's almost like you're throwing yourself at voters saying, I promise, if you vote for me now, I'll never run again. And yep, that's just not a winning strategy for any campaign, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. I mean, think about the logic of that. Hey, folks, I've been in office for almost 20 years. I'm a career politician. I promise I'll never do this again if you vote for me right now. What kind of message is that? I mean, it reeks of desperation, and it's almost like a Hail Mary pass to say, yeah, focus on that. Focus on the fact that, yeah, I'm a career politician, but I promise I'm never running again. Don't focus on the very serious allegations of domestic violence. I'm accused of putting my hand and hands violently on a woman. You know, focus on the fact that I'm a career politician, but I promise not to run again. But ignore the migrants that I brought to all over Erie County, and especially the town of Cheektowaga, who committed heinous, horrific crimes, accused of those horrific crimes against women. So it's just a bizarre campaign strategy that whether you're a Republican or Democrat, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you saying that? And at the end of the day, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. Have career politicians done our region well? No. So why on earth would we continue to vote for a career politician in the race for county executive? It's time for change, and people can make that change on November 7th with Chrissy Casilio.
let's talk a little bit about that debate last week. There were two of them. There was one 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, with the St. Joe's debate. They do that every cycle. And then there was also the Channel 4, WIVB, whatever channel it was on, debate. Your thoughts overall of that debate as a whole, and then we'll get into some segments of it.
I thought Chrissy was phenomenal. Remember, she's not a politician. She's a mom and a small business owner and has never been in a political debate before. So knowing that, I thought she did great. You know, I am heavily involved, obviously, with the Vivek Ramaswamy campaign, and especially when it comes to the GOP presidential debates. I know debates well, and you've got to create a moment. And we're going to play this clip right now where, you know, we talked about the allegations, very serious ones, of horrific domestic violence by Mark Poloncarz on a woman. And I thought Chrissy Casilio just landed a massive punch to Mark Poloncarz's jaw on the issue of domestic violence. Let's take a listen.
Yes, I'm actually wearing my domestic violence awareness pin today because it is actually very important to talk about domestic violence. Governor Kathy Hochul today talked about the importance of domestic violence. But somebody that hasn't talked about domestic violence at all this month is my opponent, Mark Poloncarz. Lynn Dixon 4 years ago said that you are a bully, but you are far worse because you put your hands on women. And that is unacceptable. And a police report is a credible document, and it is a legal document. So you are either saying that that the woman that is accusing you of doing this is lying, or you are simply not taking responsibility for your actions, and you should be ashamed.
It was just a brilliant line mentioning Lynn Dixon that 4 years ago, and Lynn Dixon saying, and I remember that, I was there, you know, saying, Mark Poloncarz, you're a bully. And Chrissy Casilio was like, no, you're worse. You're worse than a bully. You are accused of domestic violence. And Mark Poloncarz couldn't say a word. He had to take it. And she just knocked him and beat him down, metaphorically, of course, unlike what he's accused of, when it comes to just having just a very memorable debate line. And so I think she landed some very solid punches on Poloncarz about the blizzard. I mean, almost 50 people died on his watch. And what was Mark Poloncarz doing the days before the blizzard? He was joking on social media, hey, name the blizzard and name some snow plows. He didn't take it seriously. And then when it was dangerous and deadly, what did he do? He picked a fight with Byron Brown. Yep. Instead of solving the problem and clearing our streets and saving lives, Mark Poloncarz picked a fight with Byron Brown and people died. And Chrissy Casilio mentioned that numerous times in the debate at St. Joe's and at WIVB. She landed very tough as nails punches on Mark Poloncarz about the migrant issue. And then, as we just heard, you know, the very serious allegations of domestic violence against Mark Poloncarz. So from Chrissy Casilio's perspective, mission accomplished. You know, there were no major mistakes. She landed phenomenal punches. And at the end of the day, she's not a politician. She's a mom, a wife, and a small business owner, and I think she did great.
So before we get into, if we have any other clips, before I get into this, though, how do, and Stefan, we can talk about, well, in a little bit we will, but the presidential race, but how do these politicians on the left get away with this stuff? They go after, you know, other people that do these same things, whether it be domestic abuse, whether it be voting issues, whether it be whatever, pick an issue that they claim, you know, that Republicans do or that people they don't like do. They do the same things and then they never have to answer for it. What do? They just shut down there and go like this, like Mark Poloncarz does. Doesn't say a word about it, moves on. How does that happen? I just don't get it.
It's a complicit media, and it's not the same media that I started in the business in 1993. You know, you go back to, you know, the gold standard, really, of journalism and asking tough questions. That's Buffalo's own Tim Russert. And look, we all knew that he worked for Daniel Patrick Moynihan, the, you know, famous Democratic senator, and for Mario Cuomo. We all knew that Tim Russert was a Democrat, but you would have never have known it the way he answered and hammered politicians, both Republicans and Democrats. He was an equal opportunity hammer, and he was someone that I looked up to as an aspiring journalist. Now, all bets are off. You know, it is not a level playing field for Republicans and conservatives, especially at the national level. So Democrats can get away with it because there's a complicit media who are basically, you know, using the media as their own personal mouthpiece, and they're never held accountable. You know, it drove me crazy when I was an elected official when it comes to how media treated very unfairly Republicans compared to Democrats. But what are we going to do? You know, we can't change the media. They exist. Yeah. That's just the hand that we're dealt. So what do we have to do? We just have to go out there and win elections, period. You know, we can complain about it until the cows come home. It's not going to make a lick of difference. We just got to go out there and win races, starting with a big one this year with Christy Cassilio for county executive.
Do we have any other clips lined up, Stefan, from that debate? I know there was a couple things she mentioned, and I mean, I'll say this. I think she has done a really nice job of understanding what Erie County wants, and I think that's where we need to focus on the most is, do you want status quo and what it's been for 20 years, like you said, of constant letdown, right? Whether it be winter storms, whether it be COVID, it doesn't matter what it is. We've had constant letdown after constant letdown after constant letdown. Or do you want somebody that understands the people of Erie County, understands the Buffalo mentality, and change? And I think the answer is you should want Christy Cassilio. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You should want change and want someone who cares about the people of Buffalo. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and I'm speaking directly now to mothers, grandmothers, aunts, women across Erie County. You know, I'm married. I have four children, you know, two boys and two girls. And it's appalling. It's appalling. The domestic violence accusations that were made against Mark Poloncarz. He's not married. He doesn't have kids. He has no idea what it means to be in a healthy marriage, to be a father. He has no idea what the struggles are when it comes to families and children. And so I'm speaking directly to every single mother and grandmother and woman in Erie County. The domestic violence allegations against Mark Poloncarz are incredibly serious. They're scary. And so for that alone, that disqualifies him from public office, in my very humble opinion. So when you're going to the ballot box on November 7th, just think long and hard about your daughters, you know, all the women in your family, and about that serious allegation of domestic violence. If you live in Cheektowaga, think about the migrants that were crawling all over your community that Mark Poloncarz opened the gate and welcomed them in. And I think that is a fundamental difference, because in this election, I've never seen a more clear and concise difference in two candidates. You know, if you got single Mark Poloncarz, whose only, I guess, successful relationship is himself and playing his guitar in his basement or his bedroom in the dark on Saturday night at 2 a.m. He has no idea what it takes to raise a family, to be a father. And he's accused of putting his hands on women. That's really serious. Now look at the stark difference with Christy Cassilio. She's a mom. She's a wife. She has kids. As a business owner, she signed the front of a check and the back of a check. She knows exactly what it means to make payroll. She knows and feels the struggle of business owners across Erie County. So at the end of the day, do you want a career politician who's accused of very serious domestic violence and who brought migrants here who are accused of raping women in front of a three-year-old child? Or do you want the fresh face, a change, a new start, a brighter future? And Christy Cassilio, a mom, a wife, a small business owner who is ready and can do the job.
Before I get into Team Vivek, I will say, I'll speak to business owners out there. Remember who the people were that were excited to shut your business down and excited to walk into your business and be happy turning your lights off and taking your money from you. Because that is one thing that stuck with me over. There's a lot of things, obviously, Stefan, that's happened over the last 3, 5, 10, 20 years with him. But that one, to me, the joy that this administration and the state of New York got and walking in your business and bringing a sheet of paper to say you're getting shut down. That's sickening. As a business owner, to me, that's sickening. And I want everybody out there to remember that the joy they got as they ate steaks and as they bought food for themselves and as they made overtime. That's what we got as business owners. A happy see you later. Tough break.
That's a really good point. I mean, think about if you're a parent or grandparent across Erie County and your grandchild or your son, or your daughter plays sports, especially hockey. Mark Poloncarz shut down every single rink. He threatened multiple rinks and said, you cannot even play sports. Keep your kids at home. No athletics. And what was he doing? He was out playing ice hockey with his mates, as he said. I caught him. We caught him and made national news. What was he doing about social distancing and threatening businesses with fines and masks? Yep. And then what is he doing? He's boozing it up with his buddies on the golf course while all of us are suffering at home and businesses were being destroyed. So think about that, folks, and let that really sink in, especially anyone who owns a business or if somebody in your family owns a business. Mark Poloncarz is the one that shut them down. And he's the one that gave all of his political appointees hundreds of thousands of dollars in overtime, when it's never happened before in Erie County. You know, yep. Dr. Overtime, Dr. Gail Burstein, hundreds of thousands of dollars to the point where she was making almost as much as Dr. Anthony Fauci and more than the Vice President of the United States. So let that sink in, folks. Right now, you are struggling to put gas in your car and food on your table. And when businesses are being shut down by Mark Poloncarz, what was he doing? He was lining the pockets of all of his political friends and family, boosting their pension that you're all paying for. It is time for a change on November 7th. We got to fill in that bubble and vote for Chrissy Casilio.
We'll talk about that one last minute at the end of the show, but let's talk about Team Vivek for a second. So we are now, I think they said today, 75 days away from Iowa, I believe. It's moving. Time is moving right now.
I know it's close. It's interesting. When I was at the campaign from the very beginning in February, and I did all the advance work when Vivek announced on Tucker Carlson when he was on Fox. Yep. And I remember looking at polling at the very beginning, and it wasn't even a number, Mike. It was a hash mark. Yep. It was 0.0% in the polls. And, you know, Vivek rose and he's up there, you know, amongst the top tier candidates. Think about it this way. Vivek Ramaswamy is in the race for the president of the United States and the former vice president dropped out. And yep. I think that speaks volumes about Vivek Ramaswamy and a business owner and political outsider, what kind of candidate he is. But there's a lot of runway between now in the Iowa caucus. There's a lot of runway between now and the New Hampshire primary. You know, roughly around this time, Mike, Ben Carson was leading all the polls in the Iowa caucus, and Ted Cruz was like way at the bottom of the pack. Yep. And who won the 2016 Iowa caucus? Ted Cruz. Go to 2012. 3 weeks before the Iowa caucus in 2012, Rick Santorum was at 5% in the polls, and he won the Iowa caucus. John McCain actually came in fourth place in the Iowa caucus. And who wound up being the GOP nominee that year? John McCain. So there's a lot of runway left, regardless of where candidates are positioned in the New Hampshire primary and Iowa caucus. I think Vivek's going to do really well, but he's in it for the long haul, and he's in it to win it.
What is the path for someone like a, and I'm going to use this, Vivek Ramaswamy of Ron DeSantis, because obviously there still is a gap there, right? There's a big, large gap between Trump and the rest of the candidates. What is the play, Stefan, to get, you know, somebody else other than Trump on that ballot? Because again, I agree with you. There's the Iowa caucus, there's New Hampshire, there's South Carolina. There's a lot of things to go in there, but what is it that gets somebody else other than Trump as the nominee at this point with the lead that he still has?
Well, when it comes to Vivek Ramaswamy, slow and steady wins the race. It's that simple. You know, he's in it to win it. All he has to do is continue talking about his America First agenda, whether it's the war in Israel and keeping America out of World War III or securing our own border. Slow and steady wins the race. And he's just being very consistent, visiting Iowa, visiting New Hampshire, and is talking to voters one-on-one. You know, and while other candidates are not going to certain states like a Chris Christie, or right now, you know, even Donald Trump is, unfortunately, you know, he's forced to basically be in a courtroom right now, and it's not fair. And Vivek says all the time, you know, he thinks Donald Trump was the best president of this century. He speaks the world of him, and he just wants to build on that, you know, America First 2.0 and take it to the next level. You know, all these other candidates, though, other than Donald Trump and other than Vivek Ramaswamy, all these other candidates have burned through in their super PACs and their puppet masters, their super PACs, burned through millions upon millions of dollars, and it didn't move the needle for them at all. And here's Vivek Ramaswamy, business owner, political outsider, totally new to politics. He's, you know who his biggest donor is? Vivek Ramaswamy. So you got all these other candidates, you know, these warmongers who basically want to send our kids to war to line their own pockets. They're being, you know, strings are being pulled by their super PAC puppet masters. And, you know, right now the only two candidates who are true outsiders and true business owners are Donald Trump and Vivek Ramaswamy. All the rest are career politicians who basically want to get us into World War III. And why, Mike? No different than the Iraq War. They want to line their own pockets. So let that sink in when it comes to the race for the presidency, especially when it comes to these caucuses.
It's quite the train I hear behind you there. It sounds like a busy train over there.
It's the Ramaswamy Revolution coming your way, barreling through all of your towns.
There you go. Let me ask you about the debate coming up, because I think it's, what, next week, the debate? A week from Wednesday?
Yeah, I will be there in Miami. I will be there. Yeah.
So let's talk about that, because I believe Vivek made a comment a couple weeks ago about not necessarily wanting to do that debate if the debate stage was too big. And I agree with him if that's what – I think it was him that said that. Is that a fair statement?
I mean, up until this week, Vivek was still making a decision whether or not he was even going to go to the third debate. You know, the first one, I thought Vivek, hands down, Vivek won.
Yeah.
He really just owned those career politicians. And the second debate was just such a mess that it was very difficult for candidates like Vivek Ramaswamy to really cut through the moderators, the infighting. And so I think you're going to see a much more disciplined third debate.
Have they told us how many are on that stage? Do we know that number yet?
We do not. I know Mike Pence won't be there. And obviously Donald Trump has already said he's having a competing rally at the time. But Vivek Ramaswamy is going to be there. And, you know, he's just going to talk about his America First agenda, keeping us out of World War III and destroying the deep state. You know, you can only be an outsider once. And Vivek is the one that said from day one he's going to use the military to secure the border and bomb cartels, gut 75% of the federal bureaucracy. And you're going to hear, I think, a lot on foreign policy, because Israel is just such a huge topic right now in the world, in media. So I think you're going to hear a lot about foreign policy in this third debate.
Tell us a little bit in closing here about the timeline now. I know we talked about 75 days till Iowa, but tell our listeners how this works now, because you got Iowa, then I believe is it New Hampshire after that? What is the timeline now?
The Iowa caucus, you know, first in the nation primary, which is New Hampshire, and then South Carolina. And then not long after is going to be Super Tuesday with multiple states across the country. And so, again, you know, we mentioned less than 80 days to the Iowa caucus and, you know, basically 3 months to New Hampshire. I mean, 3 weeks is an eternity in presidential politics. So there's a lot of time. There's a lot of runway. Vivek Ramaswamy is going to keep campaigning really hard. He's spending a ton of time in New Hampshire, Iowa, South Carolina, and I think it's going to pay off.
Does Robert Kennedy Jr. have any bearing on the Vivek Ramaswamy campaign? I meant to ask that earlier, but you see some of these polls coming out now. Biden's got the edge a little bit in certain polls over Trump with Robert Kennedy in the race. Does that have any does that put any fear in Team Vivek, because he'll take votes potentially from the conservative side as well?
Not at all. If Vivek Ramaswamy, and we believe he's going to be the GOP nominee in 2024, you're going to see a Reagan-like landslide like we saw in 1980 over Jimmy Carter. I mean, think about that comparison. Vivek Ramaswamy, a business owner, a political outsider, going against Joe Biden. And God bless him, but if Joe Biden were our respective great uncle, he'd be in a nursing home right now. You know, he's a hollowed-out husk who's basically being controlled by the managerial class. He's not running the White House. He's not really the commander-in-chief. And so you will see a 1980-type landslide if Vivek, and we believe he will be, the nominee. But as far as Robert Kennedy is concerned, we play offense, not defense. You know, we've got a very thorough game plan for Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and we are just executing that plan regardless of who throws their hat in the ring on the Democratic side.
And how does that work? Sorry, I'm adding to my question. How does that work with him, Robert Kennedy, as an independent in those caucuses or in the New Hampshire states? Is he on the ballot like everybody else would be in those, or does he only go to the general?
Well, it's my understanding that if he's going to run as an independent, then he can basically pull a Ross Perot and get enough valid signatures to appear on ballots in every state in the country and then run in the general election. You know, if he's going to run as an independent, I mean, he technically, obviously, is a lifelong Democrat. But you know what? God bless him. Yep. God bless him. Anyone can run for the presidency. And I think more than 20 people actually registered in New Hampshire. You pay $1,000, you can run for president. I mean, here's a little interesting tidbit, Mike. interesting tidbit about Buffalo, New York, and Buffalo politics. Jimmy Griffin ran in the New Hampshire presidential primary in the general election in 1992. Jimmy Griffin.
That was when I was born.
And you know who his campaign manager was? Dr. Kevin Hardwick.
Okay. The same Kevin Hardwick that is our Erie County comptroller?
Jimmy Griffin paid the amount of money to run the New Hampshire primary, and I actually think he had a headquarters, and he came in sixth. So an interesting story. Yeah, he came in sixth place.
It's not bad, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Bill Clinton came in like third, I think. I think Paul Tsongas, I'm going from memory, I think Paul Tsongas, yeah, the native son, won that primary in 92, yeah, and Bill Clinton came in third, and that's where they call him the comeback kid. But nobody paid attention to Jimmy Griffin coming in sixth place in New Hampshire. But yeah, anybody, you spend $1,000 now, you get on the ballot. So tell Lomas and Wiggle to spot you $1,000 or, I don't know, take the beer and pop cans out of the financial guys and let's get on the ballot. Let's go.
I'll go write Stefan Mihailu's name. You can run for us. I'm good.
Yeah, you can't spell it
now. Oh, I know now. I've spelled it enough. I know now. We work SM together too. Yeah. Stefan, one final words here about Christy Cacilio, about Team Vivek, whatever you want to finish without what you have the last word here.
Well, all politics is local, so I'll talk about the race for Erie County Executive. The choice is so clear this year, folks. Career politicians have killed our community. Career politicians have killed Erie County in New York State. Mark Poloncarz is a career politician. He's been in countywide office since 2005. You have paid his paycheck since 2005. And the reason why he's begging for one more term, because he probably wants to hit that 20 years so that he gets a lifetime pension that you're all going to pay for. Mark Poloncarz welcomed migrants with open arms, and they committed horrific sexual assaults and accused of rape against a woman who was violently raped, accused of, in front of a three-year-old child. Mark Poloncarz is accused of domestic violence, of putting his hands on women. It's time for a change. Christy Cacilio can do the job. She's ready for the job. She's going to make a great county executive, mom, business owner. She is the choice on election day.
Thank you, Stefan. Folks, meet us throughout the week, 833 Finn Guys. Don't forget about our three podcasts, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and our morning show, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 8:15 to 8:30, your 15-minute morning brief. Download the Financial Guys app. We have an app now out on any Android, Apple Store, Google Store, whatever it is, the Financial Guys app. And we will have a live radio show again Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. on WBEN and WHAM. Folks, thanks for joining us, and we will see you next Thursday. USA,
home of the brave. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now. From the land of the free and the brave, USA, I love my country, they can't take that away.